Good morning. We're continuing with Chayotim, Klal Lamed Beis, and we're going to Simin Lamed Dalet, where the Chayotim continues to talk about the lofas of the end of davening. So we say after Tachanun, we say the Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish. We spoke about why we place the Kaddish there, and we continue on to Ashrei in the paragraph of Lamatzeach. I feel b'yamim shein omrim Tachanun. We say Lamatzeach, even in the days we do not say Tachanun, we still say Lamatzeach. Movad Rosh Chodesh, we do not say the paragraph of Lamatzeach on Rosh Chodesh, v'chanukah. U'purim shnei yomim, both days of Purim. U'purim katan, gam ken beis yomim. Purim katan is referring to when you have two adors, so we actually celebrate the Purim itself in the second month, and Yidal and Tezvav, but in the first month of Adar, in Adar Rishon, Purim Katan, we do not say Lamatzeach on both of those days. We do not say it in Erev Pesach, Ve'ev Yom Kippurim, V'Tisha B'Av, V'Tu B'Av, V'yesh Omrim, Shetu B'Av, Omrim Lamatzeach, V'ayim B'Prim B'Gadam Arachayim. Okay, so now, what's the difference between, what is the difference between Tachanun and Lamatzeach? What is the reason why we do not say Lamatzeach on these days, and why is it different than Tachanun? These days, the Lamatzeach starts off with the phrase Yan Hashem b'yom tzara. It's considered a day, an insult to the days which are Midaraisa or Midrabanan, an element of Yom Tov to them, to call them a day of Yom Tzara. They're not a day of Yom Tzara, they're a day of Yom Simcha. So, on those days, Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, which the Chazal were conveying as a Yom Tov, Purim, Erev Pesach is considered a Yom Tov to some extent. That's why there's some limitations of Malacha. Erev Kippur, the Torah considers it a Yom Tov. Tishrei is referred to as a Moed. Tu B'Av, it says there wasn't Yom Tov in Yisrael, like Tu B'Av. So those days, we cannot refer to them as Yom Tzara. Excuse me. The argument that Tu B'Av, we do say it, is even though it was a day that Klal Yisrael celebrated, it wasn't Nikva, and it, by Chazal, as a day, specifically a day of Yom Tov. So a day which is Yom Tov, in some extent, we cannot refer to as Yom Tzara. Interestingly enough, I saw in one pasuk that, let's say a person by mistake started saying the kapitel of Lamatzeach, and he already said the first pasuk of Yan Hashem Yom Tzara. So he already called it Yom Tzara. So going back, there's no reason to stop at that point in time. You might as well finish off the kapitel. The whole problem is calling it Yom Tzara. Well, that's done already. You don't take that back by stopping. So he feels that you should, once you said the first pasuk of Yom Tzara, there's no reason to stop, and you would continue and say the rest of the kapitel. That's why we do not say Lamatzeach in those days. Tachanun, however, is any day where there's an element of Simcha, so it's sufficient not to say Tachanun. So the whole month of Nisan, for example, there's elements of Simcha at that time, so we do not say Tachanun, which is an idea of calling ourselves to Din. So for Tachanun, we need a day which is Roy to call ourselves for Din, and these are not days which are Roy to call ourselves to Din, so we do not say Tachanun. Whereas Lamatzeach, the other way around, it's not. It's as long as it's not a day which has an appellation of a Yom Tov, we say Lamatzeach. Velukenu v'keler chapayim. That abbreviation, if you have it, is abbreviation. Aleph stands for Kel Erech Apayim, which is the small paragraph that we say after the Mondays and Thursdays, after Kaddish, before we start. Before we start with the act of taking the Sefer out, there's a small paragraph to be said over there. There are actually two nuschos. There's which many Siddurim have written a nusach for Poland and a nusach for Ashkenaz. There are two nuschos. What the same Mishabur actually suggested, maybe you should say both of them. So when is that skipped? Is that skipped based on? It's also an element of Bakasha, etc. Is that skipped based on Tachanun, or is that skipped based on Lamatzeach? So the epistle of Keler Chapayim depends on Lamatzeach. And this is a mistake that many people think, that anytime we do not say Tachlon, we do not say Keler Chapayim. So for example, during Nissan, when we don't say Tachlon, people right after Kaddish immediately open the door in Kaddish and start taking the Sefer Torah out. So that's incorrect. It would seem to me that the correct thing in that situation is for the Chazan to say the capital out loud, that little phrase out loud, to make clear to the Tzibur that it's supposed to be said. So the Chazan should be aware that it's supposed to be said, and then he should clarify and not let the person run to the Aron Kodesh and start opening the Aron Kodesh immediately, but wait and say Keler Chapayim out loud, and then continue on. So that the explanation for it, based on what we've been saying, is it's not an act of calling oneself to din, so it can be said any time, except at the time which is called a Yom Tov. It's not appropriate, the type of phrase to talk about on a Yom Tov, and that's why it depends on Lam Tzeach. There is a minhag by Svardim to not tie it together with that, but that's not the minhag that we follow. And the last point is just a cute, interesting thing. In some Siddurim, where they would abbreviate when you say it, when you don't say it. So Ein Armim is Aleph Aleph, Keler Chapayim is Aleph Aleph Aleph. You could potentially have a abbreviation of five Alephs in a row. Aleph 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 stands for Ein Armim Keler Chapayim. Have a good day.